From Hollywood with Guy Mitchell and Harry James as her guests, it's the Doris Day Show.
Magic.
Yes, from Columbia Square in Hollywood, here's Warner Brothers' lovely singing star, Doris Day.
Hi, everybody. Let's get tonight's festivities underway with Swonderful.
Swonderful. Marvelous, you should care for me. It's awful nice, paradise. It's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling. Oh, wonderful, marvelous, that you should care for me. Yes, you've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, wonderful, it's so marvelous. Marvelous, glorious, it's glamorous that you should care for me.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that was just great, Dodo. And hey, I bet the rest of the show will be swonderful, too.
Well, I sure hope so, Roy. You know, it isn't often that you can get Guy Mitchell pried loose from that ranch of his. But he ought to be moseying around here any minute now. And, of course, we're going to hear some of the out-of-this-world trumpet of Harry James.
Oh, boy, I can hardly wait.
Neither can I, so let's get to it, huh? Folks, here he is now, that young man with the horn, Mr. Harry James.
Well, thank you. Say, Dodo, your calling me the young man with the horn really brings back fond memories of the picture we made together. But for the record, it was Kirk Douglas who was the young man with the horn.
Oh, you mean because you were just the offstage trumpet player?
Mm-hmm, that's right. But what I did in the picture went against all my childhood teaching.
Well, what do you mean, Harry?
Well, as a little boy, I was taught that I should be seen but not heard.
Oh, I get it. In the picture, you were heard but not seen. You know, it seems to me that quiet is one thing that parents shouldn't expect from a kid that's learning to play the trumpet.
Well, actually, they didn't. But my parents were quite worried about my playing. You see, when I got my first trumpet, I almost stretched my mouth all out of shape.
Oh, how'd that happen?
Nobody told me I was supposed to blow into the narrow end.
I bet you soon got that straightened out, huh?
Well, after a few months. Well, then as I kept playing that horn, it began to fascinate me. It became a source of wonder.
What do you mean, wonder?
Well, I couldn't understand how the notes I blew into it could be so sweet and the stuff that came out could be so sour.
Say, by the way, Harry, just how did you happen to decide on a career as a trumpet player?
Well, Dodo, there's a story connected with that. Even before I was old enough to talk, my father wanted to pick out a career for me.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted me to be either a painter, a musician, or a doctor.
Well, yes, but how could you choose if you couldn't talk?
Uh-huh. He used psychology. He put me in a room with a paintbrush, a trumpet, and a surgeon's scalpel, and locked me in for an hour.
What happened when he came back?
I'd painted the room, played three courses of NOLA, and started to take out my own appendix.
Then you actually chose all three careers.
Yep, but my father figured I would do the least amount of damage with the trumpet, so that was it.
I can see his point. But you know, Harry, it seems to me you might have studied piano. It's a much more versatile instrument, don't you think?
More versatile?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't agree with that, Dodo. I can do almost anything with my horn. I can tell time.
Oh, come on, Harry. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. I can really tell time with my horn.
All right, show me how.
Okay. Suppose you've come to my house to spend the evening. Mm-hmm. Time passes, and it's getting pretty late. You want to know what time it is, so you ask me. Go on, Dodo, ask me what time it is.
All right. Harry, what time is it?
I don't know, Dodo. My watch has stopped. But I can tell you the time with my trumpet.
Well, go ahead.
Hey, you next door, cut out that tootling. Don't you know it's 1:30 in the morning?
Thank you very much. You see, Dodo, it's 1:30 in the morning.
Well, you sure proved your point, Harry. Incidentally, that passage you played sounded vaguely familiar.
Well, it should. It's from the arrangement of I May Be Wrong that you and I once did together.
Oh, that's right. We sure had fun doing it, didn't we?
We sure did.
Say, what do you say we get together on it right now, Harry?
Okay, by me. Let's do it.
I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? Deuces to me are all aces. Life is to me just a bore. Faces are all open spaces. You might be John Barrymore. You came along. I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand. But I may be wrong. Mr. Franklin with his key and kite. The point of the song is I'm always wrong, but with you, baby, I'm also right.
Dodo, I really enjoyed that, and I thought you were great.
Well, thank you, Harry. You and that trumpet of yours were only slightly terrific. Or as the boys in your band would say, it was cool. Real crazy.
No, Dodo. Dodo, you're wrong. My band is a high-class collection of musicians, and I frown upon their using any of that jive talk.
You do?
I certainly do. You know, a couple of weeks ago, one of my trombone players used some jive talk, and I had to take very drastic measures.
What did you do?
All I can say is, that man is now playing solos on the poop deck of a live bait boat off Pismo Beach.
I know you're only kidding because you think the guys in your band are just wonderful.
Dodo, they're real crazy and cool.
Hey, Harry, you know, there's something I want to ask you.
Sure, Dodo.
Well, every week I get a lot of letters from servicemen all over the world, you know, and they generally end by asking for a special song. Recently, I got one from Corporal Marvin Johnstone, stationed in Berlin, and in my answer, I promised that I would do with the song in my heart for him. And, of course, I think he'd sort of get an extra special kick out of it if you played it with me. Will you?
I'd be glad to, Dodo.
With a song in my heart, I behold your adorable face. Just a song at the start, and it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells that you're standing near, and at the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through with a song in my heart for you. Sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through.
This is David Niven. You know, in the theater, we call this a reprise when a performer returns for a moment when the show is over. In this particular instance, I'm referring to my recent appearance on the popular Stars Over Hollywood program. A few Saturday mornings ago, I had the time of my life appearing on this show, and I hope the producers will ask me to return sometime in the near future. Many times, I've tuned the nearest CBS radio station on which Stars Over Hollywood could be heard in order to catch the performance of my many Hollywood friends on this show. I think it's wonderful being able to hear such stars in dramatic radio theater of this type on Saturday mornings. Wonderful any day, at any time, for that matter. And I ask for this moment of reprise in which to recommend that all of you form the pleasant and entertaining habit of hearing Stars Over Hollywood on Saturday mornings. Whatever you're doing at that time, on that day, I think that you, like myself, will enjoy the day more if you start it by hearing Stars Over Hollywood.
Well, look who just walked into the studio. Another friend of mine. Oh, boy, look at that big bruise on his forehead.
Hiya, Dodo.
Folks, I want you to meet a terrific singer, Guy Mitchell. Say, Guy, what happened to you? Where'd you get that big bump?
Well, Dodo, you know I've got a little ranch out in the valley, and one of my hobbies is riding steers.
So?
So, I was riding a steer, which I thought was a good idea. Evidently, the steer didn't think so, though, because next thing I knew, I was flying through the air and I wound up making a 3-point landing.
Oh, no.
And my head happened to be one of the 3 points.
Say, Say, Guy, how come this terrific interest in the Wild and Woolly Western stuff?
Oh, I've had it ever since I was a kid, you know. And, well, when I was about 14, I saved up $25 and bought a horse.
You did? Where'd you keep him, in the garage?
No, in the backyard. And every day after school, we'd take off for the stockyards and practice herding cattle. And we wouldn't come back till dinner time.
Bringing with you, I imagine, a faint but definite aroma of the stables. How'd your mother feel about that?
Oh, unhappy, very unhappy. The first time it happened, she said, nobody gets dinner till he's taken a bath.
I don't blame her.
Oh, what a time I had.
Well, you mean you objected to taking a bath?
Oh, not for myself, but did you ever try to get a horse into a bathtub?
Guy, you must have been a real naive kid then, huh?
Oh, you can say that again. You know, I was so naive that one day after listening to a cowboy sing, I went out and bought myself a dachshund.
A dachshund? Why?
Well, I thought that's what he meant when he said, get along, little doggy.
Oh, no. And that was the longest little doggy you could imagine. Say, Guy, what do you say we interrupt your memoirs and have you sing something right now?
Oh, Doris, this is your show.
Oh, but you're my guest.
I'll tell you what. I'll sing if you sing with me.
Well, I'm easy to get along with. What do we sing?
How about Gently Johnny?
You know, I just happen to know that one. Here we go.
Why must you be so cold to me? I'm sentimental.
But please proceed more carefully. Johnny, be gentle. Take your time, take your time.
You're the shy and bashful kind.
Gently, Johnny, don't rush me so.
Suppose I tried to steal a kiss and hold you closer.
You know you shouldn't act like this. I must say no, sir. Take your time, take your time.
You're the shy and bashful kind.
Gently, Johnny, don't rush me so.
You've got the skin I love to touch. I need you so now.
I think that you expect too much. You'd better go now. Take your time, take your time.
You're the shy and bashful kind.
Gently, Johnny, don't rush me so.
Suppose I said, let's wed today. Would you be willing?
I'll marry you without delay. I think it's thrilling.
Now take your time, take your time.
Well, you're the shy and bashful kind.
Can't you see that I love you so? Can't you see that I love you? Can't you see that I love you? You know, my darling, I love you so.
Oh, that was wonderful, Guy. I'm certainly glad I talked you into that.
So am I, Dodo. Anything else I can do?
There certainly is. We want to hear all about your plans.
Well, there's not too much to tell, Dodo. A lot of personal appearances, more records, and then they tell me pictures.
Oh, that's terrific. Wow. Oh, you'll be a natural for pictures. Of course, with your voice and your experience with horses, you know what kind of pictures you're going to do, don't you?
I reckon I do, ma'am. You know the story, though, Dodo. It's the beautiful young girl. She's just come out from the east to take over the ranch left her by her uncle, who's been killed by cattle rustlers.
Yep.
And she's standing in front of the ranch house just as this stranger comes galloping over the hill. My horse has been in show business. Howdy, ma'am.
Hello.
Excuse me, ma'am, but would you mind pausing a while to chin with a stranger?
Well, I've got
I can see you're a busy little lady, ma'am, but I've got a couple of words I'd want to exchange with you.
Oh, but
only take a minute, little lady. Ain't right to stand around chattering and jawing if you don't get to your point. We Western folks don't fool around with talk like them Easterners. That's all they do, them folks from these. Just sit around and gab, gab, gab.
Say, who are you anyway?
They call me Silent Slim.
Well, now look, Silent.
Ma'am, you can call me Si. No sense in stretching things out. It's just like what I started to tell you, ma'am. Now, I could stand around here jawing with you for 9 to 10, 20 minutes without never saying what I come here to say in the first place.
You know, you must be from the wide open spices.
From the wide open spices. But how could you tell?
That's easy, by your mouth.
Oh, I come by it natural, ma'am. My mother was frightened by the Grand Canyon.
Say, you know, you look tired, stranger.
Sure am. I'm plumb tuckered out, plumb tired, plumb disgusted. Fact is, I'm plumb fed up.
All those plums, no wonder you're fed up. Say, it looks like you've been riding hard.
Sure have, but I just couldn't get this ornery cayuse of mine to go no faster.
Well, why didn't you give him the whip?
Well, he's so ornery, every time I do that, he beats me with it. I guess I'll get down off in this critter. There.
Gosh, Silent, you sure are bow-legged.
Yep, I'm so bow-legged, many's the time I've walked from Texas to California without ever setting foot in Nevada. Ma'am, you look like you're new in these here parts.
Oh, I'm from the East, but I certainly love it out here in the West where men are...
Where men are what?
That's all. I just love it here in the West where men are. Now, what did you want to talk to me about, Silent?
Ma'am, I heard tell you've been having trouble with cattle rustlers. I hear there's some mighty funny going on.
I'll go on.
I mean it, little lady, and I mean to set in on that there game and take a hand. Anybody's been bothering you's gonna reckon with me from now on.
Howdy, gal.
Hello, Mr. Rowan.
Rowan? This here must be Rootin' Roy Rowan, the rustler.
That's right. Folks around these parts call me the kid.
Cause you're so tough.
No, because I'm so young.
Ma'am, this must be the low-down, ornery, sneaking polecat of a varmint that's been rustling your cattle. All right, Rowan, reach for your gun.
Silent, you shot him with the water pistol.
That's right, little lady. I didn't want to rub him out. I just wanted to wash him up. Well, ma'am, them rustlers won't be bothering you no more, so I guess I'll be on my way. I'm going to fetch my boots and saddle and hit the trail.
Well, what about your horse?
Let him get his own saddle. So long, little lady. I'm a-heading for the last round of. Gonna saddle my old pain for the last time. And I'm gonna ride.
Oh, Guy, as I said before, you're a natural for pictures. And incidentally, you're wonderful for radio, too. And we just loved having you with us.
Thanks a lot, Dodo. But before I go, how about a little kiss goodnight?
In front of all these people?
Well, I wouldn't mind if you wouldn't. But if we can't do it actually, how about doing it musically?
Sneaked a song cue in on me, didn't you?
Sure did.
Okay, here we go. Well, I've had a wonderful time, but I think I'd better be going in now.
But gee, Dodo, didn't you forget something? Don't I get a little kiss goodnight?
Dear, you'll have to wait. I've never done that on the very first date.
Don't I get a chance to hold you tight?
Though I'm in a whirl, I hope you don't think that I'm that kind of girl.
Looking in your eyes can make me weak, dear. Please, just your cheek, dear. No telling what it would do for a little kissing.
And what'll you do if my father's listening? If we kiss, you may not call again.
Swear with all my might, I'm going to call you for Saturday night.
Dear, why can't the kiss just wait for then?
Got me so perplexed, I really don't know what to say to you next. Breaks my heart, how near it is.
Well, okay, honey, here it is.
Wow.
All of this for a tiny little kiss. Good night.
You kissed me, pet.
I wanted to kiss you the minute we met.
Mm-hmm. Mind the kind of guy
that doesn't mind powder all over his tie. It's getting awfully late. We'd better get dear.
One cigarette, dear.
King size.
There's time. Don't look at the clock up in the stable.
Ain't it a shame when you're working, people?
Do you have a hero
of your dreams.
All he'd have to be is really and truly in love with me.
'Cause you and I see eye to eye, it seems.
I would give and give, and what would I care if the two of us live in a palace or a tent?
Darling, may I pay the rent?
Oh, yes. All of this from a tiny little kiss. Good night, good night.
Good night.
Good night, Doris.
Night, Guy, and thanks so much for visiting us. Drop in anytime you like. Well, folks, if you've enjoyed tonight's show half as much as I have, it was well worth doing for you. And if there's a favorite number of yours you want me to sing, just let me know. And until next week.
I love each moment with you. Love to be with you. Honest, I do love to be with you. Where I belong, singing my songs for you.
Night, everybody.
The Doris Day Show is a Martin Melcher production, directed by Sam Pierce. And written by Jesse Goldstein and David Gregory. It comes to you transcribed from Hollywood. Doris Day appears through the courtesy of Warner Brothers Pictures and may soon be seen in The Winning Team. Hear Guy Mitchell and Harry James on Columbia Records. The Doris Day Show is heard by the men and women overseas through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. This is Roy Rowan speaking. This is National Girls Club Week. It's symbolic that this annual observance began on Mother's Day, since the program of the Girls Clubs is aimed at training young women for better homemaking, readying them for healthy, secure motherhood. There's wholesome companionship, fun, and recreation, too, to be found in your local Girls Club. This year's slogan is, Today's Little Girls, Tomorrow's Homemakers. The Girls Clubs deserve everyone's applause and support. They are organizations your children should join with pride. Next week, Doris Day will be back with another half hour of musical entertainment, and with her will be two very special guests, Ray Noble and Dennis Day. Be sure to be with us then. And remember, every Sunday we extend a cordial invitation to great music on the CBS Radio Network.